From Tidbits on August 5th, 2013. This is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. Apache has released OpenOffice 4.0, a major update to the free open source productivity suite. The biggest visible change is the new sidebar user interface, which displays context-sensitive panels whose properties change according to the current editing task. Additionally, developers have been given a framework to build extensions to the sidebar. The update improves compatibility with Microsoft Office documents, including support for Office Open XML, DocX outline levels, table background color from table style in DocX files, and font color in PPTX files. It also brings an enhanced and extended color palette to the draw object, as well as new gradients, new gallery themes, refined selection handles, and many other graphic-related improvements. OpenOffice 4.0 improves translations for 19 languages and adds three new localizations: Greek, Portuguese, and Tamil. The Growl project has released Growl 2.1, adding the capability to run scripts as actions as well as control notifications via rules using AppleScript. The system-wide notification utility also addresses a problem with hanging when receiving more than 100 notes at a time, enables use of styled closed buttons on WebKit displays, localizes automator actions, and displays notes in both computers when using forwarding with Notification Center forwarding. Rogue Amoeba has released Airfoil 4.8, adding the capability of controlling your audio streams using an iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. The latest version of the popular network audio streaming app is now integrated with Rogue Amoeba's new Airfoil Remote iOS app, enabling you to switch sources, toggle speakers, and control playback from such audio players as Spotify, Audio, and Moog. The release also brings support for Last.fm and Radium 3, updates the Instant On component to version 6.0.3, adds labels to the equalizer sliders, and improves the app's memory of its visibility after a relaunch in OS 10.8 Mountain Lion. Airfoil has been updated to 64-bit status, and it now requires a minimum of 10.7 Lion. Support for the upcoming 10.9 Mavericks is still to come. Going beyond text insertion, Ergonis has released the capability to insert images into plain text expansions with the release of Typinator 5.6. Picture files are added via Typinator's includes mechanism. The typing expansion utility also works around a cursor positioning bug in Apple Mail, fixes a problem with clipboard-based expansions in iStudio Publisher, addresses a synchronization problem with Dropbox, and improves its built-in autocorrection sets to avoid conflicts with other languages. The assistant for granting Typinator accessibility permissions now also works on OS 10.9 Mavericks. Webbin has released ReadKit 2.2.1, which brings a welcome fix to syncing Feedly to the RSS and Relayer client. After adding Feedly support in the previous update, Webbin discovered a bug that caused syncing to break and published a workaround. That bug has now been addressed in ReadKit 2.2.1, and the update also improves pagination and fixes an issue with moving feeds between folders. Apple has released Final Cut Pro 10.0.9, a small update that fixes issues that could result in green artifacts when using Sony XAVC media. The release also addresses problems with failed exports that were related to interlaced media and retimed segments, and includes the usual unspecified stability improvements. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.